Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem Beis. Today we're learning Lili Nishmas Max Aframowitz, Mordechai ben Aaron Leib. We're also learning Lili Nishmas Harry Jacoby and Ann Tepper. All the Nishmas we learned for should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, we begin at the very top of Mem Beis and Rav with the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hamudar Hanoa Mechavero Lifnei Shvius. We're dealing here with Reuven is asring Shimon from getting Hanoa from him. One person is asring another person to get Hanoa from him. And he does this before the Shemitah year. So during the Shemitah year, as we'll see, of course, there are different rules in terms of entering somebody else's field and taking their fruit. During the regular years, of course, you're not allowed to enter somebody else's field and you're not allowed to take their fruit. It's called Geneva. You can't go in there. You have no right to go and walk in their field, and you have no right to go and take their fruits. But of course, during the Shemitah year, everything becomes hefker. The land is hefker, and the produce is hefker. So under certain circumstances, one has free rein to go into that person's field, can't do anything to destroy the field, can't stay in there longer than is really necessary, but the field is hefker to the extent that the person is allowed to go inside during the Shemitah year into the field and go and take the fruits. The fruits are certainly hefker. So our Mishnah tells us that if Reuven asks Shimon to get Hanoah from him, Hamudah Hanoah Mechavero, Lifnei Shvius, before the Shemitah year, and anywhere in the first 6 years of the cycle. So then, Shimon, Eino Yored Lito Sadeu. Shimon doesn't have the right to go into Reuven's field, because there's an Isser Hanoah over there, so he doesn't have the right to go even for Drisa Sarego, as the top Ran tells us. Shol Madir, Demudor, Oser, Afilu B'Drisa Sarego. The Madir has asserted the Mudar, Reuven has asserted Shimon from going into his field, so therefore, getting any Hanoah from him. So therefore, he can't even go into the field. He doesn't have the right even of Drisa Sarego to walk in the field. And therefore, Eino Yored Litos Sodehu, Eino Ochel Mananotos. He can't go into the field, and he certainly doesn't have the right to go and eat the fruits, even those fruits that are extending outside the field, and he doesn't actually have to go into the field. So you have branches of the tree that go outside the field. You have fruits, vegetables that are outside the field, so even though he doesn't have to walk into the field, he can't go take the person's food. As the Ran tells us, the fact that he doesn't have to go into the field doesn't permit him to go and steal. So that's simple. That's very straightforward. The Mepharshim bring down, there's no chiddush over here. He's just setting us up for the next din. And the next din is, however, ubishvius, if there was an Isser Hanoah, the way the Ran and other Mepharshim understand this, that Isser Hanoah that was done during the first 6 years is still in effect, and now we're entering into the Shemitah year with that Isser Hanoah already having taken effect. So in this situation, even when the Shemitah year comes around, he's not allowed to go into the field and take those fruits, because the Isser already existed on those fruits. And therefore, even though now in the Shemitah year, the Isser theoretically isn't there anymore, because in the Shemitah year everything is hefker, nevertheless, in this situation, since the Issa already took effect upon them, Shebishah Shehidiru, the Ran says, Hayu Shiloh, at the time that he made the nether, they belonged to him, and therefore the Isura is already Chal. Chayil Isur, the Ran says, Afilu Bishvius Sheyotzim Yushuso. The Issa doesn't go away, even though now it is the Shemitah, and normally fruits would be Hefka, but since those fruits were already Osir, the trees themselves were already Osir, he Osir Hanoah on Shimon, so then we don't view those fruits as being something that's no lad. The trees were already there, and therefore all the fruits that are now grown, even though they're grown in the Shemitah year, have the status of being Osir, and therefore the person's Isser Hanoah continues into the Shemitah year. Now why can't he enter into the field? The field is also Osir for him to enter into that field, and the Gemara will explain two reasons why even going into the field is awesome. Okay, that's for all the Isser Hanoah situations that took effect before the Shemitah year started. But the Mishnah tells us, Uba Shvius. However, if the neder was only made during the Shemitah year, as the Ran says, in Dibur Masa Uba Shvius, I B'Shvius Nodar, if the Isser Hanoah is only made during the Shemitah year, so then yes, Lo Eino Yori the Tos Sodeo, he's not allowed to go into his friend's field. Lo Yeri, as the Ran says, he can't go into that field, and the Gemara will explain why he can't go into that field. That's Xer, because technically the ground is not his in the Shemitah year, it's Hefker as well. So there's no reason why the person shouldn't be able to go into the field. Nevertheless, Eino Yori the Tos Sodeo, and we'll see this is Xer, Midaraisa, he is allowed to go in over there, Midarabonim, for two different reasons, the Gemara will tell us. He can't go into the field. However, in this situation, Aval Ochelu Minanatios Hanotos, but he is allowed to eat the fruits. Those fruits, since the Isser Hanoah is only taking effect during the Shemitah, the fruits don't belong to him. They're already hefker because of Shemitah, and therefore he is allowed to go and eat from the notos, those fruits that are extending outside the field. So therefore, in this situation, there is no problem in him eating the fruits because the Isra Noah only took effect in the Shemitah year when those fruits don't belong to him. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah tells us, Nodar Hemenu Maichol of Neshrius, as opposed to the Resha, where it's a total Isra Hanoa, Mudu Hanoa Mechaver in the Resha. Here he just says that Reuven says, Shimon, you can't get Hanoa Maichol from me. And he says this in the first 6 years, anytime before the Shemitah year. So in this situation, Yorei L'tov Sodeyu, the person has the right to go into the field during those 6 years under the circumstances that it's not called trespassing. In situations where, let's say, there's a path through there, he's allowed to go and enter into that field. It's not a problem. Or during different times of the year, there is no iser in entering into a field because it's not going to harm the crops. So he does have drisas haregel permissibility. The iser was only an iser meichel, not as in the reisha, an iser anah. So therefore, in this situation, Yori the Tosa Deyu, Shimon is allowed to enter into Reuven's field because the Isser is only for Shimon not to get Hanoah of Michael from him and not Drisa Sarego. So Yori the Tosa Deyu. However, that's Achiva, and there is still an Isser of Michael, so Shimon can't eat any of the fruits during the first 6 years. However, if this Neder of Michael, Reuven asks Shimon to eat from him, was made during the Shemitah Ubishvias, so then Yored ve'ochel, then he is allowed to go into the field, and he has the drisa sarego rights because there's no problem of Michael, and in this situation, he can also eat the fruits because they're not Reuven's to asa Shimon, they belong to Hefker, and Reuven can't tell Shimon, you're also to eat from Hefker. Okay, that's our Mishnah. It sounded a little bit more complicated maybe than it really is, and we're going to go through the Gemara and have two different ways to understand our Mishnah, which we'll see is really all as I explained it, in not two different ways. It's going to look like there's a machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel versus Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, but we'll see that, in fact, that's not the case. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel, the Amr Tavayu. Rabbi Shmuel, in understanding our Mishnah, say as follows. The Mishnah is talking about Nechosim Elu Alecha, that Reuven said, these Nechosim, in other words, not my possessions, but these possessions. In other words, he's saying that these Nechosim should be offered to you. And he says this, Lifnei Shvius. Reuven does an Isser Hanoah onto Shimon. Shimon cannot get Hanoah from Reuven before the Shemitah year, the Reisha of our Mishnah. So then, Rabbi Shmuel both say, Ein Yorei the Tosadeh, he doesn't have the right to go into the field because there's an Isser Drisa Sarego, it's an Isser Hanoah. Then an Ochel and Anotos, and he certainly isn't allowed to eat any of the fruit that are extending outside the field. There's an Isser Hanoah. And this is true. As we had explained in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel say, this continues, this Issa continues, even during the Shemitah year. Now, let's look in the Ran again. And understand this again. The Kisava Rav Ushmuel, that both Rav Ushmuel hold over here. The Ava Gav de Kulu Peri Dev Keira Inun, even though it's the Shemitah year, and all the fruits are Hefker. They don't belong to Reuven, they belong to Hefker. Afilu Hochi, nevertheless, Kivan Shebishah Shehidiro, since at the time that Reuven made the Isra'na onto Shimon, Hayu Shalom, they did in fact belong to Reuven, and therefore he has the right to ask them to Shimon, that Isser stays in effect. Chayil Isura Afilu Bishviz Sheyotsu Mirishuso, and therefore in this situation, the fruits remain Osir to Shimon. However, Rabbi Shmuel continue, Vim Bishvius Nodar, we're back to the Gemara. If during the Shemitah year this Isser Hanoah was made, Reuven said during the Shemitah year, Shimon, you're also to get Hanoah from my properties, from any Hanoah from me, from Elu Nechosim, Nechosim Elu. So in Bishvius Nodar, so then, in Yorei L'Tosadeo, then Shimon's not allowed to go into the field. Why not? We'll explain still. Aval Ochel Benanotos. But in this situation, he's allowed to go and eat the fruit that are growing on the branches that are going outside the field. And let's look in the Ran to understand this, picking up what we left off a minute ago in the middle of Dibra Maskel, Apogav. So, Umasnitsin Trey Dinek Tani. The Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is teaching us two dinim. Number one, Reisha Ashma Inon, Tekivin Shadira Lifnei Shvius, as we just pointed out, since the Isser in the first part of the Mishnah was talking about before the Shemitah year, Reuven asked Shimon, so Chayil Nidre, the Neder was Chal, as we just said, Afilu Kimot Shvius, and it continues even into the Shemitah year. And that's why he can't go into the field in the Shemitah year, and that's why he can't have any hanoah from the peiros, even those that are notos. But the seifa, the second part of the reish of the Mishnah, is telling us the seifa hashminan. Then bishviyis nodar, if the neder was only made during the shmitiyah, nihi delo chayil nidre legabe peire dehefkera ninhu. Since, of course, the peiros are already hefker, and Reuven can't answer them on Shimon, so Shimon has the right to go and eat the notos legabe ara. However, in regards to the ground, mia chayil. This will be, as we'll see, because the perish mugara, time will come, and this is going to be a gezera derabbanan that I've been alluding to. Two possible reasons why the rabbis would go over here, that he can't even enter into the field, even though if the field is hefker, he should have the right to go into the field. And this iser wasn't chal before, and there's only chal during the shmitiyah. Nevertheless, it's chal in this situation, and the Gemara will have to explain this why. This is the opinion of Rav Shmuel. Now, it looks like Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue with him, but I'm going to point out already now why they don't argue with him, as we'll ultimately decide. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Amrei Tavayo, both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they seemingly disagree with Rav Shmuel, but I'm pointing out here that they don't, because they're actually saying Nechasai Alecha, as opposed to Rav Shmuel that said Nechasim Elu, these Nechasim, which is an absolute statement, whether they belong to me or whether they don't belong to me, these Nechasim are going to be awesome for you. As opposed to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, I'm pointing out the diuk that we'll later make on the Gemara. Right now we don't make that diuk, but I'm pointing it out now. If the person says Nechasai Alecha, my property, my Nechasim, my possessions should be awesome to you, implying that only while I own them are they usher to you. So then, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, Lifnei Shvita is before the Shmita year, any or the Tosadeo, because of course they belong to Reuven, and he asked Shimon to get Hanor from his possessions. He still owns them, and therefore, before the Shmita year, he can't go in there, and of course he can't eat the fruits. He can't even eat the fruits that don't require him to go into the field. Plain and simple. However, in this situation, as you look in the Ran, the Amasal Yochanan Reish Lakish, below Mitzar Behu Mishum Nidra Dimikame Shvius, they disagree seemingly with Rav Shmuel and say that that Isser in this situation doesn't continue into the Shemitah year. As the Gemara now says, Higiya Shvius, not that he made a Neder in the Shvius, but now the original Neder made pre-Shemitah now is still in effect, and now the Shemitah year comes, so Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, Eino Yorid Tosadeo, he still can't go into the field for the same reason that we'll mention in the Gemara, the Gezeira de Rabbanan that we'll mention still in the Gemara. Avol Ochel Hu Asananotos. But in this situation, even though they formerly were Aser, since they're now Hefker, the original Issa went away. Because, as we'll eventually point out, this is Nechas Elecha, my properties are asked to you, and they're no longer his properties. They were only, as we'll eventually see, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, only in the situation where they were his properties that Reuven asked them to Shimon, but when they no longer are in his properties, that Issa falls apart. So on the surface, it looks like Rav Shmuel are arguing with Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Rav Shmuel say that if the Neder was made before the Shemitah year, it continues into the Shemitah year because the Issa didn't go away. So the Issa was Chal and it doesn't go away. Whereas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish seem to suggest that the Issa goes away once you hit the Shemitah year. And that's what the Gemara says. Lema b'hokum ifli. Let's say that this is a machokas and that Rav Shmuel are arguing with Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the following point. The Rav Shmuel savri odom osir dover shebirishuso afilu chshiyaitse mirishuso. The Rav Shmuel say over here that a person can answer something while it's in his possession, and that will continue to be aser even after it leaves his possession. In other words, they Reuven asid Shimon on the fruits before the Shemitah year, so even though during the Shemitah year they're no longer Reuven's fruits, that iser remains in effect. So that seems to be Rav Shmuel's opinion. And Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, sorry, no, they disagree. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, they say, Ein Adam Oser Dobar Shebirishuso L'chashiyetze Mirishuso. They say no. Reuven had the right to Asr during the first 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, because in that situation, they belonged to Reuven. But boom, as soon as Shemitah comes, seventh year comes, Shvius comes, they no longer belong to Reuven, so that Issa falls by the wayside, and seemingly, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say, in that situation, the Shimon, the person who had the Issa Hanah upon him, is allowed to go and eat those fruits. But more questions. This is really, that's really what you think, Matisbra? And we'll have two questions on this. Do you really think so? Me ikal man diomra. Now the way the Mefarish understands this, I think is the easiest way to understand this, is is there really an opinion over here that says that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagree with what we're about to say? Do Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan really disagree? Do they disagree with this idea that a person, once he asks something, that if it stays into effect afterwards, does it always fall apart? Do Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish really say that's not true? If that were so, so then Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish shouldn't have argued in the situation where they say Nechasai Olecha. They should have said, Niflege, even in the situation, B'nichasimelu, with these properties, as opposed to my properties. Even in the case of these properties, if Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish say that that issa falls apart, then it would have been a much bigger statement for them to make that these properties, even in the situation of these properties, the issa falls apart when it no longer belongs to Reuven. If that was really their shita, Ein Adam Osa, Davish Rishusa, L'Shreyesi Rishusa, why did they seemingly only limit it to the case of the kosher cane, B'nechasai Alecha? Why did they give us the case of only my properties? They should have said these properties, if this was true, that a person doesn't have the right to be Osa something when it leaves his Rishus. So that's question number one. Don't Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold like that? After all, we'll prove that everybody holds like that. And Visu, question number two. We learned in the Mishnah that the Adam osir davo should be rishuso. A person does have the right to go and ask for something in his rishus. L'cheshayetzei rishuso. It says beferish in this Mishnah, seemingly the opposite of what Yochanan Reish Lakish just said. If you're going to tell me that in Adam osir davo should be rishuso, l'cheshayetzei rishuso is the opinion of Yochanan Reish Lakish, and that's why they say that once you enter the Shemitah year, the previous Isra'anah falls away. That goes against the Beferish Mishnah, because it says in this Mishnah we'll have in a few days, on Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, that will disprove this idea. Vesu, let's go back. Hot, now we're going to learn this Mishnah on Daf Mem Zayin, the Adam Osir Dov Shev Rishus Al Shesim Rishus. It says Beferish, that a person can be answering something that is in his Rishus, even after it leaves the Rishus. So how can you, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, say, Ein Adam Osir Dov Shev Rishus Al Shesim Rishus? As great Amoraim as Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are, they can't argue the Mishnah. Now this Mishnah says, Ditnan, Amim Zayin Amad Alba says, Ha'omer Livno, if a man says to his son, Konam, Sha'ato Neneli, you are also to get Hanah from me. He says, anything I have should be like a carbon to you. Konim, Sha'ato Neneli, I don't know why, but the father said to his son, you're not allowed to get Hanah from me. So, Mace, in that situation, if the father Nebuch passes away, Yirashanu, the children do inherit him, because only during his lifetime are those properties usher. The father said, stop, that my properties are usher to you, implying that after my death, they're no longer my properties, they're no longer going to be usher to you. But, and here's the point, the kasha seemingly on Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, if the father said, b'chayav, during my lifetime, as well, u'bimoso, even after my lifetime, so in this situation, or as the Girsa in the Hagos Hatzion Ozbeis would be, b'chayai uv mosi, in my lifetime and in my death, same thing, just the diktuk is more correct. And we turn to Membeis Omud Beis. In this situation, even Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish would have to agree with the Mishnah that in Meis, lo yirashenu, that the properties are asa, even after they no longer belong to the father. So how can you tell me, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, that a person doesn't have the ability, Ein Adam Osir Davar Shevishuso L'Chashiyetzim Rishuso. This Mishnah Beferish says that Adam Osir Davar Shevishuso L'Chashiyetzim Rishuso. So, second kasha on Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Gemara says the second kasha is not a good kasha because one could argue, Shaini Hacha, in this Mishnah on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the case was Beferish, the Ka'amalei B'chayav Uvimoso, or B'chayai Uvimosi, that the man actually said during my lifetime and after my lifetime. So that's why the person is usher, even though it no longer belongs in the possession of the father. As the Rush says over here, Avali lo parish, if he didn't beferish state so, the top Rush, afilu amar nechasai elu, even if he said these properties, eno osa l'chshetzim yushuso, even if he used the lashon of these properties, it's only during his lifetime. But once they're no longer his, they in fact go away. So the second kasha is not really a kasha of Yochanan Reish Lakish. They could say it only over here, because he said, b'chayai uvimosi. That's why it takes effect. But the first kasha remains a kasha. We call makum kasha. The first kasha, why then did they use the lashon of nechasai alecha? They should have said nechasim elu. So that kasha is a good kasha. So Gemara says, you're right. Elo, you know what we're talking about, nechasim elu. even when the person uses the lashon of b'nechasim elu, these nechasim, kule alma lo pligi. Nobody argues in this situation that, in fact, they're going to be usher even after they leave his possession, because these nechasim are usher, and not, in fact, are they dependent upon whether they belong to him or not. So even Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, based upon the fact that they didn't say nechasim elu, but they said nechasai, in a case of nechasim elu, they would agree with Rav Shmuel. Where's the machlokus? Keep ligi b'nechasai. They only argue in the case where he says my possessions. In this situation, nevertheless, Rav Shmuel savre lo shnon nechasim elu lo shnon nechasai. They don't make any distinction between nechasim elu or nechasai. In both situations, adam osur dover shlo afilu chlishiyetsim mirishuso. That's their opinion. Adam does have the right to be osur this. Adam osur. However, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Sabre, they disagree. Nechasim, and the Bach adds the word Elu, Nechasim Elu, these Nechasim, Adam Oser, if he uses the Lashon of Nechasim Elu, then, as we just pointed out, they agree with Rabbi Shmuel that those possessions are going to be Oser even after they no longer are in the possession of Reuven. However, if he uses the Lashon of Nechasai Olecha, Ein Adam Oser. So this is the machlokus we want to suggest between Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, that everybody agrees in the situation of Nechasim Elu. There is no machlokus there. And the machlokus is only when he uses the Lashon Nechasai, that Rav Shmuel say, even in the situation where he says Nechasai, they are still going to be usher after they no longer belong in his possession. No one said Issa Ischal, it's Chal forever. However, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish disagree. If you use the Lashon Nechasai Alecha, So that's what we want to suggest in the Machlokus Rav Shmuel versus Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Where it says, no, that can't be. The way you just understood it was Rav Shmuel make no distinction between Lashon of Nechasim Elu or Nechasai Alecha. But that's not true. But none. We learned in the Mishnah, this is another Mishnah that we'll have, on Daf Mem Vav Omer Aleph. We'll learn this in a couple of days. It says in the Mishnah, Vatnan, Ha'omer l'chaveru, if Reuven says to Shimon, Konam l'soch be'secha shani nichlas, I ask myself into entering into your house. Sodcha shani lokech, I ask myself to go and buy your field. And then Shimon dies, Meis o shemuchara liacher, and then Shimon either dies or he sells the field to someone else, so it no longer belongs to Shimon. Mutter. The Mishnah says beferish that it's mutter. And that's because the person had said, konem l'soch be'sicha, your house when it belongs to you, or your field, sodcha. So therefore, in that situation, the Mishnah says, and no reason to think Rabbi Shmuel would try to argue with this Mishnah, they also agree with this Mishnah that when he says nechasai, basically, a lashon of saducha or beisicha, it's only when you own it and not after you own it. Mutter. However, if he says lebayizet, that's the equivalent of nechasim elu, this house should be also to be zesh ani nechnas. Reuven says, I asked myself to go into this house. That implies whether you own it or not. Or this field I will never purchase. So then, even when Shimon dies, or he sells it to somebody else, it remains usher. This is exactly the case of Nechasim Elu, which we said everybody agrees with. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish also agree with this. Rabbi Shmuel certainly agree with this. And it's only in the case of Nechasim Elu. But bin Nechasai, they would agree. So there doesn't seem to be a machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And that's what, in fact, the Gemara now concludes, as I mentioned from the beginning. And in fact, Elo, ki amrei Rav Yochanan, v'reish lakish, v'nechasai, they only said it in the case of v'nechasai, and guess what? Rav Shmuel don't disagree with them. So if Reuven asked Shimon to get Hanoah from him, so if it was before the Shemitah year, so as soon as you hit the Shemitah year, if he said nechasai, my possessions, they no longer belong to him. And this is So Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but also Rav Shmuel say in that situation, v'nechasai, so the Isser falls away, and you can go and eat those fruits in the Shemitah because they no longer belong to Reuven. But the Rav Shmuel, and as well Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Rav Shmuel v'nechasim elu, everybody agrees when you use the Lashon of nechasim elu that the Isser doesn't go away after it belongs, it no longer is in his reshus. And that's like the Mishnah Mem Zayin. v'lo pliga. And in fact, there is no machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish and Rav Shmuel. They're each talking about a different case, but they each agree in that scenario. So Rav Shmuel happened to be talking about the case of Nechosim Elu, and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish happened to be talking about the case of Nechosai. No machlokus. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree with Rav Shmuel in the case of Nechosim Elu, and Rav Shmuel agree with Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the case of Nechosai. The only last question over here, and you can see this in the Ran, towards the end of Dibur Maskel, Elo Kiyamri of Yochanan, and it's about 5-6 lines from the end, it says, V'lo yodana, the Ran wants to say, at first I don't know, Amai nokar ashas b'maskona Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish mikami Rav Shmuel. He asks an interesting question. It says, El b'ya Elo Kiyamri Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish v'nechosai, and the Rav Shmuel b'nechosim Elu, why did it first mention Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish? It had been mentioning constantly Rav Shmuel first, so should have continued to mention B'nechosai after the case of Nechosim Elu. It should have said the Rav Shmuel B'nechosim Elu and Yochanan Reish Lakish B'nechosai V'lo Pligi. Why did it switch it around? Interesting question. As the Ran said, the Habalei Leminkat Rav Shmuel B'reisha. It should have mentioned Rav Shmuel first. Ki the Mitzavra Lehu Nerinu Me'ikora Mikamei Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, as it had mentioned throughout the sugya. First it mentioned Rav Shmuel, and only then, subsequently, it mentioned Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. So the Ran says it's a good question. V'nir b'einai says it appears to me, mishum dekol shakla v'tarya desugyon, that the entire shakla v'tarya, the entire shared today, as to what is Rav Shmuel's opinion, what is Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish's opinion, so nektinon de Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish kayame amilsayu Rav Shmuel leflugi alei. Until this conclusion, we had assumed that there was a machlokas between Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. So therefore, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish are always mentioned second because it seems that they're arguing on Rav Shmuel. Mishum hachi ki hadri lemein by the low pligi. And now, since the Gemara concludes, it says in fact they're not arguing. So the davka makdiminon the Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish mikamei Rav Shmuel. You want to specifically mention Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish first to show you they're not coming to retort, to come and argue with Rav Shmuel. That's teaching us lomar delav amil sayu kayome kla, that Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish's statement is an independent statement, has nothing to do with Rav Shmuel, and that's why in the Gemara's Maskana it mentions Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish first to pound that point in, that Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish is making an independent statement. In the case of Nechosai, it's not arguing Rav Shmuel in any way. And Rav Shmuel, they made their statement in the case of Nechosim Elu, and each of them agrees, in fact, with the other one's shita. Beautiful sugya. Okay, now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, but if the neder was made, or bashvius, if the neder was made in the Shemitah year, then everybody agrees, ain't a yore the tos sodeyu, l'chule, but he is allowed to go and eat the fruits that are notos. Now the Gemara asks the obvious question. Maishno docho min anotos, the period that carry inun, are an abi of kirei. Why should there be any distinction between going into the field and eating the peros? In the Shemitah year, which is when the nether is made, they no longer belong. Neither the field nor the peros belong to Reuven. How can he answer either of them onto Shimon? So this is where I mentioned we would have two shitas as to how that would be. Because midoraisa, he does have the right to go into the field, and midoraisa, he has the right to eat the peros. So again, the question is, why should there be a difference? Maishno, docham anotos, that he's allowed to go and eat the notos, but the reason is because the peri of Canaan eat them because those fruits are hefker. So Aranami, the field itself, is also afkura. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the field ownerless. So how come there's a difference between the notos and the peri? So we have two gezeros, two possible gezeros over here. Amar Ula Ula says that midoraisa you're 100% correct. However, we're dealing over here, but omdin ilono salag bulin. We're talking here in the Mishnah that he's allowed to eat the notos, but can't go into the field because he's able to access these notos. No problem, because the trees are al hagbulin. The trees are on the border of the field. So the person can stand outside the field and reach the apples. He can reach the grapes. He can reach the olives with no difficulty. So therefore, in this situation, Ula says that there is no hefker to the field. The field is not a din that the field is hefker. The din is that the peros is the hefker, and normally you have to get into the field to go and eat those peros. But here, since you don't have to go into the field to eat the peros, so then the isranov does take effect of going into the field, because you can access those peros anyway. So this leads to an interesting din, and you can see this in the Ran and Dira Maskel, Amar Ula, she says, Ein hachanami, in a situation, the lilkot ilanos shebeemza asodeh, to those trees that are in the middle of the field that aren't notos outside the field, and you can't access them without going into the field, mutter leiri l'tocha, then the din daraisa stays. Of course you can access those fruits. You can't asa them. Reuven can't asa those fruits on Shimon because there's no way for Shimon to get to them other than going into the field. So in that situation, both the ara and the peri are hefker, and therefore, in that situation, you can access the field. However, Ula is saying this gezeirah was made, avolukot ilanu sha'omdin alagbulin, to go and get the fruit from the trees that are on the border of the field, and you don't have to enter the field to access those fruits. Lo, the Torah din of being able to access the field doesn't apply over here. The Rachmana lo afgur l'ara, Ula says, the din midaraisa, that the field is hefgur, doesn't apply. Lo afgur l'ara, ela lilko perusel. The Torah only gave you the right to enter the field to gather the fruits. If you can gather the fruits without entering the field, so then hilkoch, kivan shilonos halalu, yochel lilko dosam lo yerid. In this situation, the isana does take effect over here, since you could access those fruits without having to go into the field. So there, the Isra'na that Reuven asked unto Shimon does take effect. And therefore, that's why the notos you're only allowed to eat, but you can't go into the field. But those trees in the Emsa, so then the Isra'na doesn't take effect because they're hefker, the ground is hefker to access those fruits. That's Ulu's opinion. Reb Shimon ben El Yochum, who we had previously, we had this din previously, Reb Shimon ben El Yochum, Amar, Gezerah, this is the Gezerah that the rabbi set up, Shema Yishe Ba'amida. We're concerned that midaraisa is allowed to go in there to gather the fruits, but only to gather the fruits. He says, this is a nice shady area, I'd like to take a shluf. He doesn't have the right to do that. And he says, this is a nice place to take a shmatzir. I'm not interested in gathering any fruits. I want to just take a spatzir over here. I want to take a walk over here. That he doesn't have the right to do. So Rav Shimon ben Yochum says, if we were to allow this person, who there's an Isser Hanah on him, to enter into this field, so you're right, he would be allowed to go there to go and gather fruits. But maybe, Shema, Yishe, Bamida, he may stay there and stand there longer than is necessary, and therefore that would be usher. The neder would take effect. And therefore, Rav Shimon ben Yochum says, we make a gzeir over here. And you can see this in the Ran Dibur Matzko Rav Shimon HaYokam, Umishum Hachi, Afilu Lelakin Ilonu Shebe'emsa HaSoda. Even to go and gather the fruits that are in the middle of the field, he doesn't have the right to do so. He disagrees with Ula. Ula says the trees in the middle of the field that you can't access, he does have the right to go into the field, even though it's an Isanot that was engendered in the Shemitah year. Whereas Rav Shimon HaYokam says, no, even in that situation, the Ilonu Shebe'emsa HaSoda Lo Yerei Letocha. Because the Nehi, the Medina Shari, yeah, you're right. On the Daraisa level, he is permitted to go there. The Ara Rachmona Afgrei, the rabbis, in fact, did say that the land is permitted to him. There, it's Hefker. And therefore, his neder on something that he doesn't own doesn't take effect. However, Mishum Gzera also. But here, the rabbis made Gzera, the Shema Yisha, maybe he'll stay there. And therefore, even Bamida, he's not allowed to go into any part of the field, because he may stay there. This we had pointed out previously when we brought down Rav Shimon ben Yochum previously. We said, in this situation, even by Mida, because this is no hecker, you always stand in the field to go pick the fruits. So therefore, the rabbis made exer even by Mida. But if you remember back by Bikur Cholim, so we said, Yeshiva was Osir, Amida is allowed, because by the fact that he's standing in the Cholim's room, it's going to be a constant reminder, I'm not letting get Anah over here, so I can't sit down. So there, the Amida was allowed. There was no Gzeira Bamida. Here, there's no Hecker. He's always standing in the field picking the fruits, and therefore, even Bamida would make the Gzeira. As opposed to by Bikur Cholim, we only made the Gzeira by Yeshiva and not by Amida. That concludes this discussion, and we go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Amudar Hanoah Mechaveiro, if Reuven asses Hanoah to Shimon, so then in this situation, Lo Yashi Lenu, Reuven is not allowed to lend Shimon something, of course, because it's also for him to give Hanoah to Shimon. So Reuven can't lend something to Shimon, Lo Yishal Mimenu, but he's not even allowed to borrow something from Shimon, which the Gemara will explain. And Lo Yalvenu, Lo Yilva Mimenu, he's not allowed to go and lend him something, and he's not allowed to borrow something from him. Now, what's the difference between Yashi Lenu and Yalvenu? So the Mefarish says over here, Shela refers to Kalim, and Halva refers to Mos. So when you're talking about borrowing, it's talking about utensils. And when it's talking about lending, it's talking about money. Why is that? So the Ran tells us in the bottom Ran, Below Yishal Minenu, says, Muda Mimadir, that the Mudur can't go and borrow something from the Madir. We'll have to explain why that's true, why Reuven can't borrow from Shimon. If he only asked Shimon and Hanan him, so why can't he go and borrow something from Shimon? It's because the Ha Mishanimine, as we'll see, there is a Hanah here, which is more explained. But then the Ran tells us that She'ela, when we use the language of She'ela, borrowing in English, borrowing and lending are the same thing. But She'ela, Shaicha b'midi dehodor be'enei, ki behem of a kelim. That we use the Lashon of She'ela, can I borrow something from you? In Hebrew, we use the Lashon of She'ela only for something that remains extant, like an animal. Can I borrow your cow? Or Caleb, can I borrow your lawnmower? I'll return you the cow, I'll return you the lawnmower. As opposed to when we use the Lashon of halva, halva means borrowing in English as well, halva, shaycha b'midi, deloha d'beinei. We use the Lashon of halva in Hebrew when we're borrowing something that we're not going to return to you. Can I borrow $10 from you? You don't expect to get back that same $10 bill. Kelva is most. So for example, with money, can I borrow $10 from you? Yes, but you're expecting me to spend that $10 and to give you back a different $10. So in this situation, Reuven, who asked Shimon Hanah from him, is not allowed to give something to Shimon, lo yisham men, we can't lend him something, or give him money to lend him money, and likewise, he's not allowed to borrow from him something or borrow from him money, which obviously is a question, why should that be the case? And we turn to Mem Gimel and Aleph, where the Gemara will discuss why this is the case. So the Gemara says, obviously, Bishlamo lo yavenu, we understand why Reuven, who asks Shimon Hanah from him, can't go and lend something to Shimon, because then Shimon was getting Hanah from him. Bishlamo lo yavenu, we understand why he can't give money to Shimon, because the Kol Mahadilei, because he's obviously giving a benefit by giving you money. Elalo Yilvim Hemenu, why can't Reuven borrow money from Shimon? My Kol Mahadilei, how could he possibly go and give him Hanah in that situation? And even if you want to say, okay, in that situation, you know what? When you lend somebody money, so you're giving him back different money, so maybe Reuven borrowed money that wasn't easy currency. It was like crummy type of coins. And he'll give him back good type of coins, so he's actually giving him back something that's better than he gave him. So Shimon lent Reuven money, which technically there's no problem in doing so, but when Reuven returns the money, he's giving him back better currency, he's giving him back better coins, so that's how he's benefiting Shimon, even if you want to say that. We can understand why he can't go and buy something from him, because maybe we're dealing over here with he's borrowing in coins that aren't so good and he's giving him back coins that are better. Or we can understand why we can't go and purchase something from him, because maybe this is something that is not easily purchased. And Baruch Hashem, Shimon is saying, I finally sold this item. So we can understand the komisani mine, he's giving him some benefit. However, Ella lo yishal hemenu, my komisani mine, yishela is something which you're giving back extant. So why can't Reuven borrow a lawnmower from Shimon? I'm going to give you back the same lawnmower. How in any way are you benefiting from me that you gave me this lawnmower and now I'm returning it to you? You gave me this cow and now I'm returning it to you. How is Shimon benefiting from Reuven that Reuven can't go and borrow something from Shimon? So we have two possible answers. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. First answer, Rav Yosi b'Chanina says, is Kigon Shenachu Hanah Zemizat. You know what we're talking about? That it's not only Reuven that asked Shimon Hanah from him. Once Shimon heard that Reuven asked Hanah from him, he says, oh yeah, well, I'm asking Hanah from you. You can't get any Hanah from me. So therefore, both of them are Asr and Hanah, and that's why the case is that neither one can borrow from the other one. Very simple teretz. Abai Amar, Abai gives a different teretz. Abai says, Gezeira Lisho Mishum Lahashio. No. It's a gzeira over here. You're right. If Reuven is not allowed to give the cow to Shimon, because then Shimon will get an offer from him, so you're right. Shimon could give a cow to Reuven, and Reuven will return it to him, because there's no hanah. But we make a gzeira. Abai says, we make a gzeira. If we allow Reuven to borrow a cow or a kalim from Shimon, you know what's going to happen next? Shimon's going to borrow something from Reuven, and that's going to lead to him being over the hanah. And in fact, now we can say that the lo yilveh and lo yikach, it's not because of the coins, they're giving him back better coins than he got, or he's buying from him something that was hard to sell, and that's why he's so happy. No, it's all gzeira over here. You're right. Reuven asked Shimon to get hanah, so Shimon can't get any hanah from Reuven. But in the cases where Reuven's getting hanah from Shimon, it's all gzeira. If we allow one, we may come to do the other. That's also. So therefore, all of them are gzeira, and you don't have to give the terutzim that we gave, that the money wasn't such good money, or the item was a hard-to-sell item, and therefore, that's why it wasn't allowed. No, we can just say the whole thing is gzeira. That's what Abaye says, and with this, we conclude today's share.